good morning. Oh, I need more caffeine. I need all the caffeine in the world. Just give me it all. Just line it up, and I will take it. Anyway, it's 7:10 and about 66. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Domino's is going beyond pizza and other fast food with their new effort of fixing potholes. That's right. The new deal called Paving for Pizza. Paving for Pizza has already fixed more than 200 potholes in four U.S. cities, all with the idea of making sure people get their pizzas without being jacked up on the way to their destination. I love this, man. Domino's is actually accepting requests for its next project on the website, pavingforpizza.com, and it says their work is not done. They have plans to repair more potholes in other cities. Boy, that is pretty damn impressive. I think there's a few roads around here that we could use Domino's help with, you know, because everyone else is too busy. The fake Trump thinks he can beat the real Trump in the next presidential election. On Monday, Alec Baldwin told Howard Stern that if he ran in 2020, he said, quote, I would absolutely win 1,000%. He's starting to sound like Trump. He's becoming Donald Trump. Stern suggested that Baldwin run, quote, for president as Donald Trump. Alex said it would be the funniest, most exciting, craziest campaign. I have to be on board with that. I honestly think that would be hilarious if Alec, dressed as Donald Trump, ran against Donald Trump in 2020. I know our political system isn't a joke, but right now it kind of is. And I'm not trying to get all political, but let's be honest. We've had a crazy last kind of 4 years just with everything that's happened. No, we've had a crazy founding of this country when we decided to have presidents instead of kings. So what the hell? Let's add a little bit more crazy to it and have a guy dressed as the current president run against the current president. Be pretty damn funny. I think you all can agree. Lastly, in pretty much the least shocking news story of the year, according to a new study, people just keep on getting dumber. We're turning into a bunch of dum-dums. Some researchers out of Norway studied IQ test results from men born between 1962 and 1991, and they found that every generation was dumber than the one before it about 7 IQ points. That's actually a pretty big dip. You know, if it was like half an IQ point, 1 IQ point, no. Every generation is dumber than the previous one by about 7 IQ points. Now, researchers accounted for all the possible factors, but three things really stood out. The quality of education is getting worse, nutrition is getting worse, and every generation has more and more exposure to media. Now, there is one optimistic part of this, though. People can improve their IQ, especially when they're teenagers. So, basically, in a handful of generations, we're going to revert back to grunting and fornicating, which, to be honest, doesn't sound all that terrible. I won't be around for it, but hey, we're just turning into a bunch of dumb grunting animals. You know what this reminds me of? A very spot-on movie and becomes more and more spot-on every single year is Idiocracy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
The morning dump.